7.
Live is the show where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us on Skype. Use username lrn.fm to connect with us. You will have to send a request first, and we'll approve that, and then you just connect to us whenever you want to talk. So again, username lrn.fm on Skype, and we're going to get right back into your phone calls and your thoughts. Coming up, treated rudely, very rudely, by someone calling themselves a public servant. We'll see how that went, or you'll hear how that went here in a little bit, but your calls come first. So let's go to the phones and talk first to Philip, listening in Lansing, Michigan. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Before I talk about what I was called for, I just wanted to plug a video, and it's not a conspiracy video, but it's one that every liberty, especially the activist people, should check out. If you go to YouTube and type in the search, "Don't Talk to the Police," it's a great video by a law school professor, actually, who tells you why it's never good to talk to the police.
Right, and doesn't that video also feature a former cop who agrees with the law school professor?
Pretty much. So "Don't Talk to the Police" is a great video, but that wasn't what I called about. I thought I'd plug that video.
Obviously there are caveats to that, but yes, that's what they advocate, and I think it's they make a fine case for it far better than we could on Free Talk Live.
At any rate, the reason I called is I wanted to talk to you guys about the there was a Second Amendment rally in Lansing this past past Wednesday. It was put on by every major state gun group, a few of them. I'm actually the president of one of them, Michigan Open Carry. Okay. And we marched for about a mile through the middle of downtown Lansing on our way to the Capitol. And for once, the police were actually helpful. We didn't call them ahead of time or get a permit or anything, but every major lit intersection had a light. They actually held up traffic for us so that way we could walk through without breaking up the parade.
That's great.
Good for you for not getting a permit either.
For them for protecting people's right to peaceably assemble.
Yeah, and back in December there was a right to work rally where the unions all gathered, and they actually had hundreds of police officers on hand, and there was several acts of violence there where a tent was torn down, some guys the hot dog cart was turned over. It was horrible, but there was about half a dozen police on hand for this rally where there was probably about 1,000 gun owners there peacefully protesting, and only about a dozen cops there. And there was only one act of violence, and that was by a counter-protester, an anti-gun guy. Someone was videotaping some rude behavior he was doing. He didn't want to be videotaped, so he slapped the cell phone out of the guy's hand.
Wow.
The police came over and talked to the guy and asked him to leave.
Cool, man. I'm glad that went so well for you. And is Michigan open carry? Does that mean Michigan has open carry, or you guys want Michigan to have open carry?
Open carry is legal in Michigan by virtue that there's no law against it.
Great.
So Michigan is an open carry state, and my organization seeks to educate people about their right to open carry in Michigan.
So I take it that means that you are fairly frequently seen open carrying yourself so as to exercise your rights?
Absolutely. I go to Meijer, Walmart, or whatever grocery store, or whatever I'm doing in my daily, everyday life, and I have my gun on my hip right there.
Now, open carry doesn't mean that a business can't, exclude people that open carry weapons. Do you ever find anybody that is shocked that somebody's just carrying a gun on their hip?
Well, 90% of people don't even notice, I would say. And of the 10% that do notice, most people are just curious and they'll ask a question. There are very few people that just freak out and have a totally negative reaction. In fact, in the almost 3 years I've been doing this, I've only had one incident where someone just came up and started going off on me. And he said that I was chilling people's, it was at a city council meeting, he said I was chilling people's First Amendment right to free speech by making them feel intimidated about speaking because I had a gun on my hip.
Aren't there usually gun-toting cops? Aren't there usually gun-toting cops at city council meetings?
There was cops at the city council meeting, yes. But he said he was intimidated by my gun, but evidently he wasn't intimidated because he was up there berating me for carrying it.
Yeah. Well, apparently the police who are there, who are, you know, in a lot of cases getting away with being violent towards people in various different areas, apparently they're not intimidating people, and they're not, you know, they're protecting your right to free speech, at least until someone tells them to take it away. Thanks, Philip, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Until the order is given, the police will ostensibly be on the side of free speech, but as soon as they're told to crack down, they'll do it. Most of them will do whatever they're told to do as far as stopping a protest or stopping people from speaking out. I was just at the Trespassive 3 trial yesterday recording video here in New Hampshire, the Occupy New Hampshire movement, three of the heroic activists who stood up for free speech and stood up for the right to assemble were arrested by these police officers because someone said, well, there's a park curfew, and we really ought to be out there enforcing that park curfew instead of upholding the First Amendment. And so they went and they placed people under arrest and they wrote citations to people and they, you know, destroyed some, you know, to some extent, a small amount of people's lives because you don't get those hours back that you sat off in a jail cell. You don't get the hours and the time and the effort that you put into defending yourself in a trial back. And very rarely will you be compensated for all that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like those hours on the park are probably to prevent high schoolers from drinking beer and making lots of noise there. It's not the same thing as somebody making a protest against collusion between corporate interests and governmental interests.
The prosecutors made the argument that, you know, the ordinances are there to keep people out of the parks from doing nasty things at night or whatever, like drinking openly, but they already probably have an open container ordinance, so wouldn't that handle that situation? I mean, they've got ordinances against a lot of the things that the prosecutor in that case was complaining about, saying that people would do in the park at night. Oh, they might fight. They might, somebody might get stabbed. Somebody's going to be drinking or whatever. All of these things, they're already existing laws against that. Why do you need a curfew? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I did mention that the video...
Every time something goes wrong, you got to pass a new law. You know?
I did mention that the video is... I mentioned last night I was recording video, but it was going to take a while to get it online. It is now online. The full five hour and 20-minute raw trial video is available to you. You can go to freekeen.com. Scroll down a ways, because I posted a bunch of stuff at Freekeen today. So you'll scroll down a bit, and you'll find the Occupy New Hampshire Trespassive 3 trial video there. I hope somebody takes the time to download the whole thing and like cut up a highlight reel of it, because there's a lot of really good testimony and some real neat moments in the trial, which, you know, obviously the average person isn't going to sit down and watch a five-hour trial, but it's definitely worth jumping through and seeing what people are saying in there. It was an interesting experience. Let's go back to your phone calls, though, and your thoughts. We've got Eli listening in Medford to KMed. Hey, Eli.
Hi. I wanted to address the 9/11 question. You said two things that I think are... one is that you can't tell what's true because this side says one thing and the other side's the other thing. And the one I want to address first is you said it's not relevant. I think the relevance is that they're using the same methods today. They've been using these methods for decades to destroy our rights, control people, kill people, you know, in Afghanistan or Libya or whatever, take away our guns. And anyway, they're using the same methods, and they will continue to use it until people stop believing their story. And that's why it's relevant, because they're still using...
But wouldn't it be more relevant to talk about the violence of the state that's happening today? Because there's plenty of it.
Well, the problem with that is that most Americans believe the story. So you can say, oh, well, look, there's, you know, all these arrests and police raids going on. And as long as people believe... Oh, yeah, well, that's because it's the government taking care of us. You have to hit...
Yeah, but there are so many examples of the government hurting peaceful people that are obviously not criminals. I mean, you look at the various different raids that they've done on old ladies' houses, and they murder, a 92-year-old woman in...
87?
She was 92. Oh, but Katherine Johnston in Atlanta years ago, murdered by the police during a drug raid. I think it's pretty clear that the police hurt peaceful people, and I can point to those, and no one questions them because they're mainstream media sources. Thanks for the call, Eli. 855-450-FREE. I don't have to persuade anybody about some theory that, honestly, I don't even really believe. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And that is the show you're listening to. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And a lot of features are waiting for you there. We've got listening options, including live streams, as well as our radio stations, over 110 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we're on satellite, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard every single night, 7 nights per week. And you can also get us on KU-band, which is another satellite delivery method. It's available across North and Central America. It's free. There's no monthly subscription for KU-band free-to-air. You just have to buy some equipment up front, and that's pretty inexpensive as well. And you can get LRN.FM and Free Talk Live all up there for free. And that's brought to you by Bitcoin, by the way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about how to listen to the show. Also, our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance are available to you. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you excited about bitcoins, the new internet currency? They've been getting a lot of press. Forbes magazine, many of the financial sector magazines have been talking about bitcoins. Well, if you are, you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose, May 17th through the 19th at the Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments Conference. 2013 is going to be the year of the Bitcoin. That's my prediction. You certainly have seen a large increase in the value. People in Cyprus and Spain are rushing into Bitcoins because, well, they can't trust their government's banks anymore. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will be at Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments, to show you the future of Bitcoins. There'll be education, networking, and opportunities that you never imagined. They'll be there for you if you're bold and you get a ticket and seize your future. It's the Future of Payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com.
Right back into your calls and your thoughts. Bill's on the line listening in Montana. Now, Bill, my phone screening software says you're in Bozeman? How do you pronounce that?
Bozeman, Montana. I'm actually in Belgrade, but it's a small town next to Bozeman.
Bozeman. Okay, so I didn't know we were on. You said you're listening on KMMS 1450?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's great news. Apparently they added our show without telling us. I'll have to give them a call on Monday and say thanks. But thanks for the heads up on that, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if you could verify something, which is the basis for an idea of mine. If I remember correctly, when Obama was running for the 2008 election, when he started to get ahead in the primaries, if I remember correctly, that's when the stock market started to go down before he was ever nominated, and that's when the economy started to go down after that. And what I think happened is that investors looked at it and said, hey, a socialist is you know, getting ahead in the polls. Let's take money out of investments. And that's what started the whole cycle. But then Obama says, I inherited this a recession. Well, my idea is it was caused just by him getting ahead in the election. Can you verify that?
I don't know.
About when the stock market.
I wouldn't be able to tell you that. You'd have to do that research on your own. The internet's going to be full of opportunities for that. But you know, where do you think those investors put their money?
They put them in
somewhere.
Bonds and fixed income and stuff like that.
Wouldn't that increase the value of the dollar, though? If they were, you know, buying U.S. Treasury bonds, they'd be, you know, bolstering the dollar, and the dollar wouldn't be, you know, having, you know, the economy wouldn't be having the trouble that it is.
Well, yeah, but the money was taken out of by not buying equities or stocks. There's no investment in, you know, building new plants, research, R&D, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All it is them buying these low-interest bonds.
I'd like to point out that buying stock doesn't do anything for putting money into research and development. It's, unless a company is selling its own stock, they're not getting any money from it. The stock market is an opportunity for you to sell me some stock. But when you sell me stock, you get the money. The company doesn't.
Well, or if they're issuing new stock.
Bill, you do realize that Obama's economic policies are essentially a mirror image of George W. Bush, right?
Well, yeah, except on steroids.
Except what?
Skrillex?
His policy on steroids.
Steroids?
Steroids.
Steroids, yeah.
What, you're saying Obama is Bush's economic policy on steroids? Okay.
So, I didn't like what Bush did, but it wasn't.
I mean, they've all been pretty. Let's just make it clear. They've all, before Obama and Bush, all the presidents in my lifetime have been money printers. You know, these are people who believe in bailouts. These are people who, you know, put the corporate investors in their campaigns first when it comes to the economy and feed them money from, like, the military-industrial complex. They start wars to spend trillions of dollars of money that, you know, they don't have. They're printing that money out for the most part, incrementing numbers in a computer somewhere, and stealing the value from the money in our wallets and our bank accounts. So I really don't think – I don't agree with your theory that it was Obama running for office that crashed the economy. There have been things that have been going on, you know, monetary policy for many decades that have led up to that.
Well, it seemed like it wouldn't have been as extreme a dip. It seems to me that there would have been just the regular business cycle. And then any time that somebody fears a socialist to be in there, they back off from investments.
I saw something, and you know, I know that the Republicans and Democrats go back and forth on this particular issue, but I saw something that you know, showed that the economy during Democratic presidents has done reasonably well historically, going back to like the last five decades or something like that. I mean, I can't verify that one way or the other. I mean, you know, it might be worth producing a, you know, for you to, you know, do some research and produce a YouTube video or something like that so people could see it, but. But, you know, for us here on Free Talk Live, it's hard to get excited one way or the other because it just seems like there's not a, you know, cup's worth of spits difference between these two
parties.
Right.
I mean, wasn't John McCain a socialist, too?
I think Clinton did better with the economy than a lot of Republicans. And
yeah,
Kennedy,
you could make an argument
really
that Clinton was less of, you know, that Clinton was not as bad of a president as George Bush or Barack Obama, but it seems like each president just gets...
In terms of economics, maybe not in terms of individual freedom.
Well, they've all been bad in various different ways, but it seems like that every 4 years things just keep getting worse. Each president continues to build on the tyranny that was put in place by his predecessor and does nothing to roll back any of those changes. They embrace them fully, like, you know, Barack Obama lied about Guantanamo Bay to get into office and then proceeded to, instead of shutting it down, make it even more of an inhumane facility. So it's, you know, a lot of things have gotten a lot worse, but I think that had it been John McCain who'd been elected in 2008, you'd have seen the same exact things happen, because I agree with Mark. There really isn't a difference between them. Bill, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Adam's on the line in Maryland. Adam.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted you guys to talk about that rude dispatcher.
Hang on, I can barely hear you. The heavy metal is slamming back there, so stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. He wants to talk about something. We'll get to that here.
Sounds like long-haired devil music to me.
The dispatcher, I think, is what he wants to talk about, which we haven't played the audio of me calling the Antrim Police Department dispatcher earlier today to ask a simple question. Apparently, she didn't really want to give me a simple answer to it. It's Free Talk Live.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. They are including the archives, the news updates, the bulletin board system, so much for free. If you like Free Talk Live, though, and you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send in $5 a month. We take that in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations all around the country, and bring new internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. $5 a month makes a huge difference for us. So thank you for those of you who have amped, who are amping, and who are perhaps soon to be amps.
Well, you say that they have to send in $5 a month, but they don't really send it in. Most people just put it as a reoccurring thing on their credit card, right?
Thanks for making that clear. Yeah, it's either PayPal or credit card. Makes it easy. You don't have to think about it. You sign up once, and then it's just automatically deducted. So it makes it real easy, and it helps us, too, because it makes a big difference and helps us make a splash in the talk radio industry. It really is because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers.
is why we're one of the top 50 talk shows in the country, according to Talkers Magazine, which is the, you know, the big industry publication in the business. So thanks for that.
Are you on prescription medication? If you're on prescription medication, why would you want to pay more than you have to? You can get more than 75% off on heart medication, cholesterol medication, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. If you have a prescription for Viagra or Cialis, you can get for $5 a pill in 32-count generic packages. You compare that to $25 a pill in the U.S. The Savon Meds, their pharmacies, have been importing safe, reliable medicine for customers for 9 years. I'm good friends with the guy who runs Savon Meds, and I can tell you that, yeah, I mean, these are safe drugs. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. All you have to do is give them a call. Call for a free quote and information. It's Savon Meds, 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363 for Savon Meds.
I don't know if it's really fair to say that drugs are safe, Mark, but, you know, they are drugs. They're generic versions, right?
They're as safe as the other drugs, I guess, is probably the way to say it.
There you go.
Because, I mean, you know, you can obviously take these things the way they're not prescribed, or sometimes even the prescription, you know, it just doesn't agree with people, right?
Buyer beware. But if you want some medications, that's the place to go.
You're going to take them anyway. Why pay so much more?
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Adam is listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I've just been, you guys been teasing that Rude Dispatcher clip, and I really, really, really want to hear it.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and play it then. So, all right, man. Thanks for the call. By request for Adam in Maryland, it's no more than a minute 40 here. So let me give you a little background, though, because it kind of starts in the middle of a scene. I was pulled over yesterday on the way to Manchester for allegedly going 66 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. There was no snow on the road or any sort of dangerous driving condition whatsoever. And the officer gave me a speeding ticket. I could not read the officer's name on said speeding ticket, and I wanted to know his name. So he had his
reasonable, right?
His number written down on there. The reason I wanted to know his name is because I was filling out a peace ticket. Now, if you go to tools.shiresociety.com, you can find the peace ticket there.
I'm sorry, reasonable's now gone out the window. Go ahead.
The peace ticket. Well, I think the peace ticket's a good idea.
Does it make it reasonable?
It's totally reasonable, actually. It gives the government people a heads up as to what to expect. Because, you know, when they ticket somebody, they just think they're going to get somebody to cut them a check, and that's going to be the end of that. That's usually what happens. But in my case, I'm going to go to court, and they're going to spend more money going to court with me than I think that they would get from me if I actually gave them money when I'm found guilty. I expect to be found guilty because that's what they do in district courts. They find you guilty. And I'm not going to pay the fine. So I'm either going to offer to give the fine money to a charity or do some community service or go to jail, but I'm not going to pay the fine. So I like to let these folks know, these government aggressors, I like to let them know what they're going to get into if they want to continue aggressing against me, and that is I'm going to bring attention to them and what they're doing. I'm going to blog about it at freekeen.com, where I talk about it on my radio show, and I'm also going to go to court, which is going to cost them time, going to cost them effort. And if they want to avoid all that, then they could just drop the charge, and they could do the right thing, stop aggressing against me. I'm a peaceful person. I haven't harmed anybody else. And they can just drop the charge, or they can continue aggressing, and then they'll know what they're going to get. So that's what the peace ticket does, is it identifies the criminal acts that they've committed against me. They waylaid me, they threatened me, attempting to extort money from me. So there's little boxes you can check off. You know, it looks like kind of like a ticket, right? They got all their little boxes. They check the forms they fill out. So part of the peace ticket is it says at the top that it was your agent, and then there's a blank to fill in the agent's name who issued ticket number whatever. Uh-huh. So I needed to get his name to fill out the peace ticket. So I called Antrim Police Department. It's Antrim, New Hampshire, a town kind of about 40 minutes northeast of here in Keene. And I asked the question of the dispatcher, who answered what was this officer's name. Because I had his badge number, so I gave her the badge number. She told me his name, and I said, could you spell that? The last name didn't really – it wasn't a typical last name. So I asked her to spell that last name, and she refused to spell the last name for me and hung up the phone. So I did not record that first call because, you know, I'm just calling somebody. I'm asking for something. It didn't really seem like something that was necessary to tell the person, hey, I'm recording.
Of course, they're recording you.
Of course, they are recording you generally. But, you know, just to be safe, I don't really want to deal with any wiretapping charges or anything like that. I always like to say I'm recording the call. And that can kind of throw off a conversation you have.
So you just had a question. Right. That's the big deal, right?
One question. Two questions. What's his name? And then that led me to another question of how do you spell it? So she hung up on me, and I called back. And this time I did record the call. By the way, I'm recording this call. I'm recording this call. What's your name?
Or what's this in reference to?
I called with a question a moment ago, and I'm not sure if it was you. It sounded like you hung up on me. I was asking you for one of your officers' names.
Dispatcher 12, this is in reference to Brian Riopel, 2104.
Yeah, can you spell his last name for me, please? No, Riopel. Go ahead, take a shot.
R-E-A-L-P-E-L.
You're way off. You're way off. Okay. So not unreasonable for me to ask a question about how to spell that name,
close.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not unreasonable for me to ask that, right?
No, it's not. It's not at all unreasonable. Okay. No, I mean, absolutely. This is rude.
Okay, let's keep going.
These are government servants.
You think this is rude? Hold on. We're not done yet.
Roger Edward Ocean Paul Edward Lincoln.
That's R-E-O-P-E-L?
That is correct, Ian.
And is it Brian with a B-R-I-A-N or B-R-Y?
It's common spelling, Brian. I think I've helped you.
Okay, and what's your name?
Dispatcher 12.
Okay, do you have a name?
I'm going to disconnect you now.
Do you have a name?
Do you have a name?
Dispatcher 12. 588.
It's riveting. You had to put that in? Could you edit this out?
No, you got to know I'm calling back.
Answer police dispatch.
Hi, is this Dispatcher 12?
Ian.
Hi.
What can I do for you? I'm very busy.
I understand
answered
your
that. Question.
You could have answered my question the first time. I'm, by the way, recording this call again. And
as am I, Ian.
Great.
I'm going to file a harassment charge if I can't solve this problem with you.
You're going to file a harassment charge for someone
Ian,
asking
what can
your
I
name.
Do for you?
I've asked your name multiple times. What is your name?
And we don't give names, Ian. It's Dispatcher 12. Get that right. Dispatcher 12.
You have no obligation to give someone your name.
No, sir, we do not. And
okay.
I have very important things
I'll be
pending.
Publishing this. Thank you very much.
You have a nice day.
Goodbye now. Yeah. You want to talk about rude.
So this is government accountability as it exists here in the United States. These are public servants who, I mean, you know, this is the bullcrap lie that we're told all through our lives that somehow these people work for us.
Ridiculous.
And, I mean, you know, if my employee acted like this, they'd be out on their butt.
Right. Can you imagine going to any business, asking an employee, you know, what their name is, them refusing to give it to you? And
they're not servants. They're masters, and they know it.
Yeah, that's how they act. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-456. 457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We have enough time for your call and thoughts. If you get it in now. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. News updates are available for you. Email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your preferred method. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and you can follow us in whatever way you'd like. All free, of course. News.freetalklive.com.
I was just telling you about the Bitcoin 2013 conference that we're going to. And if you don't know what Bitcoins are, you really need to research these things. Spend a little time on the internet. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of information that will tell you about Bitcoins. They're a new online peer-to-peer open source currency for the internet, and they allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. They give you complete control over your money. And, you know, if you're a Cypriot, a person from Cyprus right now, you're seeing the real value in having control over your own money. When the bank shut down and you can't get your money out, you see the value in it. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the fastest, safest, and easiest way to do it is BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com allows people around the globe to deposit, to give them money, send them money, and they will send them Bitcoins. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's really that easy. It's BitInstant.com.
Right back to the phones and your thoughts. We go to Charles, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hey, Charles.
Hey, man. How's it going?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. I got two things, man. I'm going to throw that shit in, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right.
I love the show. It sounds great, guys.
Thank you.
This last one, man.
Hello?
About, yes.
Hello? You having trouble with your phone, Charles? Stand by. Yep, he was having trouble with his phone. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you're welcome to call in at 855-453. Rich is on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Rich, hopefully your connection's better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hope it's better. I just want to say, you know, listen to what you were talking about recently about the civil servants and everything, and especially with the police and where I live in Putnam County, West Virginia, it is totally unlike what a lot of these people are talking about. They're always polite, very nice, and I mean, even if you get pulled over speeding, you almost want to thank them for giving you the ticket because they're polite, kind, and nice to you.
You know, I think that different departments have their own atmosphere. That I think that businesses or organizations—I should say organizations, because really all kinds of organizations, whether they're governmental or religious or business-oriented or whatever the organization is—that they have their own kind of atmosphere, and that that atmosphere can last a long time. It kind of travels down through people like an oral history, and it depends on, you know, who maybe set up the department or who's in charge of the department. And I think that it really can change from place to place.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. We're just very fortunate. I wish more people have what we have here in West Virginia, in Putnam County.
All right. Rich, anything else you want to share?
Appreciate
the call. Thank you, sir. 855-453. You know, I forgot to mention we are available on Skype as well. If you have Skype and would like to connect with us that way, please do. You can find us at username lrn.fm. So back to this call to the dispatcher. I played the whole thing. She's very, very rude. She refuses to give her name. She instead identifies herself by a number, dispatcher 12. And it's just hard to really imagine any business that was actually in any way, shape, or form customer service oriented behaving in this manner. Now, I'm sure there have been times when, let's say an employee is being rude to a customer at some business and a customer says, "What's your name? I'm going to report you to your manager." And the employee, you know, pulls a name tag off or didn't have it on in the first place and refuses to identify themselves. I know that's happened in the private marketplace. However, there's usually some manner of accountability in that typically if you do talk to the management, they won't like that their employee was behaving in that way. And the employee probably won't claim that it's their policy of the business to not identify who the employees are. I've never been in a business that didn't want you to know the names of the people who are working there. Usually they have name tags on and or will be happy to identify themselves in the first place. But ultimately, even if you did come across a rude business run with rude employees and by management that just didn't give a flip about you, you don't have to come back ever. You can tell all of your friends that, you know, I had a really bad time down at Joe's Hardware Shack, and I'll never shop there again because his employees were rude, and when I talked to Joe, he was rude too. I don't have to shop there because I can go somewhere else.
I don't need this crap.
I can go somewhere else, but you can't go somewhere else when it comes to government employees. Maybe some of them are nicer than others in some jurisdictions, as our last caller was pointing out, but ultimately, if you're not satisfied with their so-called service,
you're really just lucky. If you get, you get good service.
Right. If you're not satisfied with it, then too bad. Because they're going to keep sending you bills every single year if you're a property owner, for instance. You're going to get a bill every single year, sometimes more than once a year. We get them twice a year here in Keene, New Hampshire. And if you don't pay that bill, then those people are very nicely, if they're nice people, or not so nice, if they're not so nice, they're going to take your house from you. That's what happens when you don't pay property taxes, because they'll do a tax sale. And
ultimately, that's what it comes down to. They fund all of their programs through this sort of method of force. There are lots and lots of schools in your town that aren't funded this way. But somehow or another, their schools, which are, you know, largely known to be the worst ones, the worst schools have to be funded by threat of throwing you out of your house.
Yep.
The best schools people pay to send their kids to. Isn't it interesting that the hallmark of a bad idea is that you've got to force somebody to comply?
I think so. If it's a good idea, you would be able to raise funds voluntarily for it. That you could centrally would be able to get other human beings to say, yeah, I like having roads. Roads are good. Roads in good shape are even better. I'm willing to contribute money to making sure the roads are kept in good shape. I'm willing to do that.
Right.
I'm willing to contribute money to keep murderers and rapists off of the streets and to investigate crimes like that when they happen. I am not, however, willing to pay money to fund indoctrination, pro-state, pro-government, pro-socialist, pro-fascist indoctrination that happens at these government schools. I'm not interested in paying money to fund the police going around harassing innocent people, threatening peaceful people, and putting people in cages who've never harmed anyone else. And I'm certainly not interested in putting money up to be treated like dirt when I call in to ask a simple question about who an employee is of this government agency. And why do people put up with this? It's got to be because they're scared. Either they don't believe it's like that in their area, or they're just scared to death of what the consequences will be if they decide to put their foot down and say, enough is enough, I'm sick of funding this violent organization known as the fill-in-the-blank, city of whatever, town of whatever, state of whatever, United States. I'm sick of it. 855-450-FREE is the number. Sean, listening in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You were talking about rude people in government and on the phone especially. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys need to come out here to Arizona and find out what rude's all about.
Oh, thanks. But give me an example.
Right. Try to get a hold of I live in Apache County. Try to get a hold of somebody in the Department of Transportation down here concerning, say, your car tags or uninsuring your vehicle or just about anything concerning them. First of all, they only work 1 to 2 days a week if they take an ocean to. Secondly, I mean, otherwise you have to go 120 miles over into the next county to get anything done.
Mm.
Secondly, if you call any of the numbers that you've got, it gives you a point of reference probably out of Phoenix or Tucson, and you have to deal with people who, if you don't get an automated system, which I hate those things,
yeah.
It gets you someone who sounds like they're burnt out.
Yeah, I mean, calling bureaucracies all around the country is not just an Arizona thing, but calling bureaucrats is generally an unpleasant experience. In my experience, it has been. They tend to not know what they're talking about. If they seem to know what they're talking about, they could be lying or misinformed, and in a lot of cases you'll discover that they didn't give you the correct information after the fact. Or they'll just pass the buck, and they'll send you along to some other bureaucrat because they can't handle your call, but this other bureaucrat will, who will then send you on to another bureaucrat, who will then have a voicemail answer, and they'll never call you back. I mean, these things
happen to me. I've had great experiences too, but that's certainly happened to me.
So have I. I've had better.
Excuse me. Are you sure you haven't been out here already?
Yeah, it's like this in a lot of places, Sean. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the story. And if you're sick of it, you've got one option, in my opinion. Well, you can always complain, but you can go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty, learn more about a movement of liberty-oriented people coming to the same place to actually have an effect and get more freedom in our lifetime. We'll see you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.